Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and it is on Monday. And what do we do on Monday? We talk with Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer about education and networking events in the greater Des Moines metro. All right, let's do it. The day before Election Day. Of course, we'll continue this for a couple more days after Election Day, but at least today is the day before Election Day.
Yep.
And have you voted, by the way?
Nope.
No? So you're going to vote tomorrow? I mean, on Election Day?
Presumably.
What do you mean, presumably?
I need to, and hopefully that works out. It's on my agenda.
Well, I voted weeks ago.
Did you do the
absentee ballot?
Absentee ballot.
Yep, yep.
Right,
I ordered it, I think, in September, and it's long in. Everybody in my family done.
I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest. The attack ads are a giant turnoff for me.
Yeah, well,
I'm almost to the point of not going just because I want to be like a conscientious objector against attack ads.
Well,
like, I wish I could just get everyone to say, hey, if you keep doing attack ads, we're not going to come out.
I'm just over it.
You
know,
I'm over it.
CNN and NBC just pulled a Donald Trump ad that they said was too racially motivated and insensitive.
They said no.
They said no, we're not airing it. Yeah, so anyway.
So I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but I have a feeling that maybe there could be some more effective ways and we just haven't been creative enough.
Well,
But yes, emotions, we keep doing them.
You know, in my business, you know, it's an advertising marketing agency, and what we do, we realize that emotions drive choice.
I do think that that guy that's up for the auditor seat, where it's his wife.
Isn't that great?
That's
it's a great,
great
ad.
And I want to vote for
that
him.
Guy's
like, he's the only one I want to vote for.
Okay, well, go do that tomorrow. His name's Rob Sand.
Rob Sand.
Yeah,
and
Rob
I don't
Sand.
Even know what his party is. I just love his ad.
Well, you don't
it's
need
totally
to know what his
friendly.
Party is.
He sounds like he can do his
you
job.
Just go into the booth
love
and you
it.
Put a check mark there by Rob Sand's name because Rob Sand
has a great ad.
Has a great ad.
That's right.
There you go.
So, anyway. All right. So that was a little business related. We're talking about advertising.
Right.
Anyway. So we have some things coming up here this week. Including, just to say this now, so that in case you haven't gotten your ticket, the Small Business Summit
Success
is the
Summit,
end
yes.
of the week. It's on Friday, so if you can get out of work on a Friday for something really beneficial and educational, or if you're a business owner and you can get someone to cover you, it's an all-day. It's like an 8 to 4
it
thing.
It is. It's an all-day thing put on through the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
And I will be speaking about... Yeah. Facebook and Instagram marketing, they're quite, I like to say they're the dynamic duo of social media because they own such a lion's share of the space together. And they are similar but different. So they
what's going on Instagram?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
So they complement each other well, you know, and depending on what your strategy is. I think that you can obviously nuance them differently, but I think they support each other pretty well. Of course, since they're owned by the same company.
There you go.
I think they work well together. So we have that coming up at the end of the week, and there's going to be a bunch of breakout sessions and three keynotes, and so it should be really good. We have, of course, our regular Wednesday things. One thing to mention, though, and I don't know, I should have checked to see if there were still tickets open, so you'll have to check on your own. The Iowa Women Lead Change
yes.
is tomorrow. Central Iowa Leadership Conference, and I meant to mention that last week, so I don't know.
But you can go, and maybe you can pay at the door for crying
maybe.
Out loud. Maybe.
It's at the Community Choice Credit Union, and so
it's
that
big
is
deal.
Tomorrow. It is a big deal, and it's got, you know, tons of people that will be in attendance, and Iowa Women Lead Change is dedicated to the development, advancement, and promotion of women in their organizations and how they help the economy.
Right.
So, yes, November 6th and 7th, actually. So, and Gina Davis.
Oh, yes.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis is in town.
I didn't even know that. What? I didn't know it. Oscar and Golden Globe winning actress. actor,
Triss,
will be there. Yep. So there's that, in case you can still go. And then, of course, Wednesday we have 1 Million Cups, and we also have Friends of Small Business. This is the little group that gets together right after 1 Million Cups at 9:30. I actually turn up for that one most of the time.
Really?
Yep, like that little group, and I love West End Architectural Salvage. So join me. I'm hoping to be there. So
On Wednesday
morning, 9:30. We also have another thing on Wednesday, which is creating marketing campaigns that are better than bacon. Are you... Do you eat bacon?
No.
No. I figured not.
No.
But just thought it was worth asking.
Trafe. It's trafe.
It is trafe.
It's trafe. Yeah.
It is trafe.
You don't eat bacon.
Like, yeah. Do you mix milk and
no.
all that?
No. No, that's
no,
trafe.
Nothing trafe. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Good
shellfish.
For you.
No. Lobster. No.
Oh, I didn't
shrimp,
know about that.
No.
I didn't know about that
yeah.
part. Oh, I only
must
knew
have
about
cloven
that.
Hoof and shoe cud.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, there
See?
You go.
All
we
this
just
stuff.
Had a little education right. here, but I used to work for a deli, a Jewish deli
right.
contestant, so I know that kind of. I just didn't know about the shellfish thing. Anyhow, so there's lots of things better than bacon for you then, but
exactly.
apparently, if you
know, they do have turkey bacon.
Oh, yeah.
See? You can say,
so,
there you go.
So better than turkey bacon.
There you go.
We have at Holiday Inn Des Moines Mercy Campus. So that's right downtown. Have you ever been to that one?
I have.
So it is.
That's the one with the revolving restaurant upstairs.
Is it still a revolving
yeah, yeah.
restaurant? Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's been a long time.
The point is that it doesn't look like much, but when you get in there, they've kind of remodeled
oh, it's
some areas.
Nice.
It's very nice. Yeah.
yeah,
very nice. Anyway, so they're having AMA Iowa is putting on this event, and we haven't talked about AMA Iowa for a little bit. So this one is going to be talking about when you launch a digital marketing campaign well, and it pops and it sizzles.
Pops and sizzles. Looks like
bacon. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But working across your teams... with competing deadlines and tactics and moving parts. And so they're just talking about all of that and how you can really launch a great campaign digitally. So that would be a really wonderful thing, I think, to attend if you're wanting to up your digital campaigns. Also, then, November 8th, we have an introduction to the Des Moines startup scene. And I think this is really cool because... I know what the Des Moines startup scene is, but there may be a lot of people that don't really know what's involved in our ecosystem and what groups are out here. So at Gravitate Coworking on November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, they're doing an introduction to the Des Moines startup scene. And so you're going to be joining Jeff Wood, who, of course, has been very involved in the startup scene for years and years now. And he's going to be talking about the entrepreneurial ecosystem, which if you have a good thriving new startup scene, it really is. It's kind of like, you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Sure.
So it kind of takes a village to raise a startup, too. And the more you have a connected ecosystem, the better your environment is starting new business. So. So we keep trying to improve, and really, a lot of people aren't plugged into it, and maybe feel a little bit like an outsider, just don't know what's there. So hopefully someone might hear this and decide to check it out, because then they'll have a better sense of where they could plug in if they have a startup idea or new business. So
and that's a Gravitate?
That is going to be at Gravitate.
Where? Which one?
I'm sorry, the downtown location, so 317 6th Avenue, and so 6 to 8 p.m., also, November 8th, and this one is also at Gravitate, but in their other location.
In Valley Junction.
In Valley Junction. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. And there is a regular co-working group that is the Des Moines Bitcoin and Blockchain group. And they meet up there on a regular basis. So they have like monthly meetups that they do. I haven't mentioned that before, but I've managed to connect with a couple of them recently. They meet at the West Des Moines location, and they're doing one on crypto, the dollar, and global finance. So if you're interested in what is all this talk about Bitcoin, and they do these particularly so that people that don't know a lot about it yet can come, and it's not going to be completely over your head. So they people that are enthusiasts, but also people that just, you know, I want to know what this is all about, and how might it affect the global world in the future, and it's supposed to have some major impacts on how we can trade globally with each
other. That's what they say.
Because of, foreign exchange and all that gets to be difficult, especially in certain countries. So it maybe presents an interesting monetary alternative for being able to trade and sell. So
several things
is
going on.
Is that enough?
Yeah,
for
that's
you?
Plenty. That's plenty. Oh, so. I'm doing something Thursday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what are you
with
doing?
With the Iowa Newspaper Association. So I'm doing a seminar, a webinar. I've never done a webinar before.
Oh, that's right. You told me. You were like, webinar.
Yeah. Well, it's I've seen them, I've taken part in them, but I've never done one before. So this will be kind of interesting.
So is it completely, like, they can hear your voice, or they can see you?
They can hear, okay, so it's a PowerPoint presentation, but on a webinar, and they can hear my voice at the same time.
Okay, so they can hear you.
Right, and then see.
And see the moving slides, but not you.
Correct. So
not
I can be
you.
In my PJs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
In my sweats.
So I've done a couple of those live, where then they simulcast them, where the people at a distance can hear,
right,
and they can also see. But I usually have had a live audience. It's kind of weird to do
it
when
is,
you don't have
yeah,
a
I
live
can,
audience,
you know,
right?
I really enjoy interacting with people, so this is going to be really different. But I think it's 12:30 on Thursday. So yeah,
what's it on?
It's about marketing and selling more stuff. It's called really 5 and 24, things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff.
Wow.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. I think I've heard you, this famous.
This is kind of, I've been doing it around. Yeah, but it changes every
year. You change it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not
still
stagnant.
Five things, but actually, the Newspaper Association on Thursday is going to get a sixth thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's a bonus thing.
A bonus thing for
newspapers.
So you're tailoring it.
That's exactly
right.
And
also you have to tail it for the times.
Exactly.
Because things change. So.
Exactly.
Very good.
Laura Kennard,
that's
ladies and gentlemen,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for today's broadcast. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, as we broadcast from Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights, our favorite place. Thank you so very much for doing that. Our program director is Chap Ramsey. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. The sales and marketing guy is Aaron Libby. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Laura, for all of the staff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.